Hannah was born in 2004, and at 7 weeks old, 8 weeks old, she was sent for testing up at Glasgow because she was still very jaundiced. And when we were there, they did a liver biopsy and came back and said that she had a condition called biliary atresia, which is a very rare condition that affects the bile ducts. She was then sent down to Leeds because there's only 3 centres in Britain that are allowed to perform the procedure called the Kasai procedure, which is required to save lives when it's, you know, this condition. And so after a 7-hour operation, she had a successful Kasai. Since then, we've been really lucky, you know, compared to other families and children. When she was 9, she had an episode of internal bleeding, esophageal bleeding, which meant she was again rushed up to Glasgow and had to undergo emergency operations to band the veins. She, after that, didn't have anything again until December 2015, and then she had another episode of bleeding. At that point, I think we then started thinking, you know, are we going to start looking at, you know, assessing for transplant? But it took until this year for them to actually decide, right, yes, the time is right. And she was sent down, underwent assessments, had another endoscopy to check the situation for the esophageal bleeding, and she had to have 4 more bands put on. And that was when they decided that, yes, we're going to go ahead and put her onto the transplant list, because the risk of bleeds far outweighs the risk of transplant.
So how does she bleed here?
Because of Hannah's condition, she has an enlarged spleen, which is so big it's out of the ribcage and everything. That then puts pressure back on the portal vein, which means that it needs to offshoot other veins, and that they're not strong enough to take the blood pressure, and so they can bleed.
So what do you think about people who donate organs?
I think they're heroes, every single one of them, and I know it's hard for the families, but I think it is that bittersweet. You know, one person being an organ donor can save up to 9 lives, do you know, which is a stand down. So for from the heartache, I would think that something good can come from that. You know that your loved one has saved all these other people.